This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm going to be honest. I kind of just need one little fun thing to do here real quick before we get into Browns.
Oh, good.
Okay. This will be for you. Oh, look who's here. It's the Bostonian.
Hey, Bostonian.
What kind of garbage do you have to spew to us today?
Hey, I'm right here.
Yeah, you're right there. What do you got, man?
What do I got? Today's the day that we're going to take care of you bums.
Oh, you're taking care of the bums.
15-0, and you're going to be 15-1.
Yeah.
And when the year's over, the Celtics will have a better record than you.
So you're saying on December 31st, the Celtics will be better than the Cavaliers.
A little Cliff Clavin.
They are better. We won the championship last year. We're world champs.
World champions.
Yeah, no,
we got a dynasty.
Did you see us? We beat Malaysia. We were great. Say it again.
We got a dynasty going.
A dynasty, yes. Red Auerbach.
Right.
Yeah, how do you like them apples?
Right. Red Auerbach.
Red Auerbach.
Porzingis is practicing with the main Red Claws.
We got more championships than anybody. 19.
I can count all the way to 19. They taught me that.
You've run out of numbers.
Yeah.
You're all retired.
That's good. I got to tell you, Bostonian, though, I was just a little messed up with those crazy floors they're using, not the regular parquet. Right?
Yeah, the parquet.
But not with this tournament thing. What's that all about? Bostonian, come on.
Have you ever been in a Boston Garden?
I have. Plenty of times.
Old and new for me.
Well, I live 28 miles from there.
Oh, Celtics fans live within 27 miles.
I took the train there every morning to go to school.
I took the horse and buggy. That's how much of a Boston fan I am. Goodbye, Bostonian.
Good luck tonight, Bostonian.
Right, thank you.
By the way, the word bums is not used often enough on sports talk. We need to incorporate that.
Okay, we have hit this point in the broad season that I was looking forward to talking to the Bostonian just to bust you know what.
Isn't that great? You bums. That's great.
The bums.
That's great.
He's our regular Archie Griffin.
I love him.
Archie Bunker.
Archie Griffin, too.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell's going on right here.
I don't either. Let's take another call.
All right, let's take one more.
Did you see the Bill Burr Boston sketch of Saturday Night Live 2 weekends ago when Bill Burr hosted?
Oh, when they were at the wing joint?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
That was a winner. That was just perfect Boston. The only thing that didn't make
it. The only thing that was missing was someone saying, Donnie.
Or having boards over one of the windows from when somebody got thrown through it the night before.
Did you see it, Jeff? It was great.
Missed it.
It was great. Jim is in Strongsville. That's nowhere near Boston.
Hi,
that's 27.8 miles away from Boston. Boston Heights, that is.
Andy, do you like apples?
How do you like them apples?
Listen, you just scrambled my brain for a minute there. But
we're all scrambled.
Listen, here's the problem I see. Look, when you have a veteran team like the Browns have, it's great when you're contending.
Yep.
I don't see how you get these veterans. Look, after what we saw Sunday, I have no idea how you can expect any win. The wheels are officially, like, coming off of this thing. Thursday night's going to pretty much be a home game for the Steelers. And I think if we get blown out, Stefanski might be gone Friday morning. I don't see how. And, Jeff, look, I get it. We've had 25 years of terrible coaching. I am not going to accept mediocrity and say, well, he's been mediocre. We should bring him back another year. You show me another coach that has less than 500 record over 5 years and one playoff win, and we're like, I just still think there's a good coach in there. Look, guys, it's not. It's been 5 years. You look around the league. I mean, Tomlin hasn't won a playoff game in forever. He's got a Super Bowl, a winning record. And he's won many playoff games before.
And a couple of eight seasons in a row when you might have thought it was on the slide, and they kept him.
And he had Super Bowl before that, Jeff. Come on. One playoff win in 5 years. No team, Jeff, tell me a team in Major League Baseball, NBA, anywhere, where you keep a coach where the most successful thing is two out of his 5 years he was hit winning records, and he's got one playoff win. It just doesn't happen. It's time to recognize the reality of forget the outside circumstances. You could say that for every coach. Every coach has injuries. Every coach goes through quarterback thing.
I've not mentioned those things. I think the guy's a pretty good coach, and I think if he's able to get this thing a little bit back on the tracks, I would keep him.
So 5 years wasn't enough.
Four years. This is the fifth year.
This will be fifth. Yes, this is
Dallas
fifth
Cowboys
year.
Gave a guy named Tom Landry six, and they stunk.
Well, now
and then they, he ends up being one of the greatest coaches of all time.
I mean,
Andy Reid went 4-12 with the Eagles. Maybe we better fire him. How's that working out?
4-12, 1 year, Jeff. That's
exactly.
One year.
And that's and my point exactly, Jim. My point exactly. You're going to fire Kevin because they have one bad year? I know he's not Andy Reid, doesn't have the resume. I just think if you find a guy who's pretty decent, you let it ride. And that's what I would do, Jim. It's not a personal thing to you, nor is it a personal attack on me, though you're trying to make it that way. It's just I think the guy can coach, and I would keep him around another year. Now, don't question my intelligence for that. Call me anything else you want. But I think the guy should be here for another year. End of story. Unless they just, you know what, the rest of the way.
I mean, what happens if they get blown out at a Steelers home game on Thursday night?
Friday could be ugly. It could be really ugly, Jim.
I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
But I would like to see what they do the rest of the year. And if they don't win, if they don't turn it around and look a lot better, Jim, I would change coaches because they do that. Personally, I would keep him unless they go like 2-15, 3-14. That's it. You know, just because I think the guy can coach. And I'm not alone because he did win two Coach of the Year honors, took this team to the playoffs twice because we've had such an extensive playoff background since the team has returned.
Do you have a I know you're going to say no to this. I don't even know why I'm asking because I know how you're going to answer this because we've been doing the show together for 13 years. Is there an exact number that keeps him here?
No.
Win-wise?
I don't know.
Especially when you look at
You got to look at it. You got to see your eyes. But Andy, two wins and he and Andrew Berry are done. They don't win anymore. They're done. I mean, and I say that only for this reason. It's pro sports.
Even if it's not their fault, right?
Even if that's, it's not their fault.
That's the thing about the whole.
It's pro sports. We know how it goes. You know, I looked up during Kevin's press conference, just to double check.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Andy Reid was okay in Philadelphia. He did really well, and then it ended poorly. He was 4-12, and they let him go.
Right.
And he goes to Kansas City. It's been great. Bill Cowher had a couple of down seasons where he went 6-10. They stuck with him. He won a Super Bowl after that. Mike Tomlin has had a couple of 8-8 seasons in a row. They've kept with him, and they've won since. I just think if you find a guy who you think is pretty good, and that might be the difference. Jim doesn't think Stefanski's pretty good, and the past he has said he's pretty good. I think he's pretty good, at least enough that I would want to see more, unless this thing completely the rest of the way.
Are you judging him based on the games? Not you personally, anybody who's listening. Are you judging Kevin Stefanski based on the play of Deshaun Watson?
Well, do you think he was the driving force in bringing him in as quarterback?
No, I'll be honest with you.
I think he was the low man on the totem pole for that.
Right.
He got given, here's your quarterback. Okay, thanks. Appreciate that. And he's the guy who's had to make it work. Give him other quarterbacks. Joe Flacco, who nobody wanted. Jameis Winston, who hadn't started it for anybody in some time. And Kevin's making it work a little bit better.
Do you think any other coach could have got more out of Deshaun Watson when he was healthy?
Yeah, Bill O'Brien.
You think so?
Well, why not? He did once. But is he the same player? Clearly, he's not.
Right.
So, there you go.
Chip is in Brook Park. Hello, Chip. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good. You scouting out new seats for the
Dome? I was going to say, are you clearing out space over there?
Another day in paradise, huh? No, I just want to talk about these brownies, you know.
Go.
Stefanski needs to get fired. He's garbage.
We've had garbage and bums in the same segment. Call him a bum.
Garbage. I'll tell you what.
Call him a bum, Chip. Go ahead.
Hey, it's Chip. Hey, come Thursday night, let me tell you something. It's going to be the puppy pound, not the dog pound, because Russell Wilson's cooking and Pittsburgh's going to put the Browns to bed.
Wait, are you a Steelers fan? Did you sneak in as a Steelers fan? Oh, he did. He hung up. I busted. I outed him. Look, if we're going to stink, we're all going to stink together. Browns fans, we hold ourselves with great pride that if we're going to be miserable, we're all miserable together.
It was nice that Chip took a break from drinking his lunch to call us.
Ouch. Jeff Phelps with a cold. Cold diss. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Be here all day.
Do they blow this whole thing up if the guy from the Three Rivers with two teeth just calls if he's right?
Wow.
If he's right.
Look at you.
Oh, what's wrong? You think I'm alone in that?
You can take away the pain, but you can't take away the swelling.
I know way too many Steeler fans around here. It's really disheartening. I am so dreading Thursday night. I really am. I'm just dreading it. I'm dreading, like, I love what I do, but there are times when you walk into a stadium and you feel like there is no hope. Nothing would make me happier than if the Browns could win on Thursday night. It would make me extremely happy. I got Steelers fans all over me last night, people that I consider friends, but they're from Pittsburgh. And I'm just like, oh, man, really? And I just got to take it. I got to sit there and eat it. I got to eat it from all these people I know that are Steelers fans.
I'm probably the rare Browns fan who has always liked the Steelers.
I don't like them. I respect them.
I have respect,
I respect them.
Like
I don't like them. There's a difference.
I really like watching them play. And I love it when the Browns kick their you-know-whats. It means I haven't loved it that often.